The next is us.
Connect the dots. Get up and dance. Get up and dance, and then we'll connect the dots. Hey, what do you say? It's time to connect the dots. As usual, hey, there's a million and one things to talk about. Hey, good news, victory of the light. If you're not familiar with that phrase, well, hey, you better just Google 2012 portal.blogspot.com and you'll find out. The evil spider beings have all been, the chimera, they've all been rounded up and removed. You know, we're one step closer to the event. If you don't know what the event is about, again, go to 2012portal.blogspot.com and find out. It's that whoosh of energy. It's going to create a quantum recrystallization of all life and matter on planet Earth, including us. Yeah, we're going to get rid of the flesh and blood bodies for diamond-like bodies. Silicon-based, crystalline, and it's something to look forward to. You know, the old Earth is bye-bye, and the new Earth is coming in, and it's going to be without evil, without trouble. Everybody's going to get along. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be joyful and loving. Yeah, how could that possibly be, you say, on Earth? Well, they're going to get rid of all the bad guys. Most of them are gone already. But there's still a few diehards that are making our lives miserable. Yeah, you know who they are. The government people, blah, 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 the Illuminati, the world globalists. Yeah, hey, Gates is growing mosquitoes and releasing millions of them every day in different neighborhoods. So if you're out there, be careful, make sure, extra careful not to let those mosquitoes bite you, because these sick puppies, these mad scientists will do anything to kill more humans off, because a lot of them, they're not humans themselves. Yeah, cloning is real. A lot of them are walking around in cloned bodies, and they're evil creatures from other worlds, and they're still pestering us people here on Earth, diehards. They know they can't win. They know they're going to lose. They know they're going to be rounded up and tossed into the central sun, where their molecules will be gone. No existence of the record of their existence will even be anymore. Things like that are kind of like talked about in the Bible. You know, a lot of the apocalyptic stuff is, you know, kind of fits into what's happening now. Of course, if you're a Bible scholar, you know the Bible was a very heavily edited book. Actually, the world's first encyclopedia, 66 or more books, put together by the Romans. Yeah, and the Romans were never good guys. And in fact, there's holdovers from some of the holdovers from the Roman Empire, and the ones still hanging out here on Earth, giving us a hard time, making our lives difficult, creating all kinds of chaos. You know, look, they just devastated innocent people in Hawaii. You know, that didn't happen by chance, and they're causing bad weather all over the planet. But. And you can bet your bottom dollar and they had something to do with creating those floods over in Africa and all the other problems ongoing. Because they're just no good. NFG, you know what that stands for? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. Or if you're calling outside of the United States, Canadian area, you'll have to do the special prefix code plus 323-744-4831. If you got anything important to say, call me in. Speak Your Mind. This is the show to do it on. I call it Radio Free America. It's one of the few places, you know, where you can say whatever you want. You don't have to worry about being censored, you know? And we need to do that. We need to be talking the truth. And for those of you who haven't, you need to break the contracts that you had assigned to get in here. Yeah, you know, I know no one told you before, but I think last week or the week before that, I gave you an example of what you have to say to cancel a contract with the dark side. You know, they've had the electronic net up, and they made all these kind of things that, you know, twisted our arms, that if we wanted to come to Earth and incarnate and be born here, that we had to sign contracts to whatever, for all kinds of stupid things. So we want to cancel those contracts. And we want to wake up to what's going on here in America, you know? This isn't the America that was put together at the with the Constitution and 1776 Revolution and all that. We've got the corporate America put together in 1871. Yeah, if you don't know about that, why don't you know about that? Blame the crooked public school education system. And by the way, while we're talking about public education, there's some bad things happening over in England. UK, you know, the British used to be called Great Britain, and now it's, my God, invaded Britain now. You know, they got so many refugees in there, and then they're taking over. Not nice refugees, nasty ones, violent ones. The poor English people are suffering. But the demons who are still have some control over our world, the dark forces, they're trying to sock it to these good British people even more. They've closed all the schools. Check it out yourself. Some make-believe story about they got to fix the concrete, and tied in with that, people are getting suspicious. And the latest development with vaccine technologies, they've pretty well ironed out to they can give a vaccine to you with a nasal spray or just a spray of molecules in the air. And that's the problem with the school system. People are worried that the evil globalists are going to get in there and contaminate the ventilation systems while they're pretending to fix the concrete. And then when your kids go back to school over there in England, they're going to be inhaling poisonous vaccines. And as I have told people, you know, I frequently speak on this show, that vaccines are illogical, and they're all poisons, you know, and you have to be out of your friggin' mind to allow some quack doctor or stranger inject something that neither one of you know what's in the vial into your body. And if it's labeled under the term of vaccine, that means it's poisons. This whole crackpot idea, well, it was an evil plan from the beginning, started back in the late 1800s. And the doctors, thinking they were so friggin' smart, they thought, well, if we put poison in people's bodies, we'll boost their immune system. Well, I mean, and they've gotten people to believe that, and they've gotten other doctors to believe it. And let me just talk to common sense here. If you put poison into somebody's body, of course you're going to get a immune response. You put more poison in that person's body, you're going to get a heavier immune response. And that's your body trying to deal with the poisons that you stupidly allowed some quack to inject into you. There is no logic to vaccines, and if you truly understood how a human being health is maintained, it's, you know, you got the physical body, and that's all the quack doctors deal with, the physical one, but you got the four overlays of invisible energy fields. And that's why the only real healing is vibrational healing. Well, it's coming our way. That's what we want. The friendly benevolent, good ETs, our galactic brothers and sisters, to land as soon as possible, so they can share with us real medicine, vibrational healing. You know, if you ever listen to the program before mine, once every 2 weeks, there's this thing called ET Yoga. And the host of that, Charles Green, he frequently talks about the three psychic surgeons from China. I hear they left China because they didn't want to get persecuted by the government. But they have the ability, they get in a room together. Anybody, if you have an ailment, whatever it is, cancer all over your body, anything, they put their minds together and they use mind power and eliminate whatever harmful thing was in your body. And then when the x-rays are taken after, these people are totally clean. And wouldn't that be great if we all had access to something like that? I'm sure they have a long list of people that want to get healed by them, but that's real healing. Mind over matter. And there'll be the MedBed machines. We'll have access to the surface population of Earth. We'll have access to them shortly after the good ETs land. Going to land in broad daylight. Oh, and that is going to be, some people will be freaked out a little, but most of us, I think, will be happy. And we'll be looking forward to because they're going to disclose to us all that's been kept from us. And the whole shebang, everything will be revealed to us then. You know, we're tired of the lies. We're tired of being, dumbed down and not told the truth and lied to and cheated and tricked by the rulers of this world, which still are the dark force globalists, who are actually ruled over by the evil ETs from creatures from other worlds, that heartless creatures. And that's why we have all these problems here on Earth. But things are going to change. It's victory of the light. One of the major bad guys, the Chimera, I hear the giant spider-like type creatures. I never seen any myself, but I'm just going to have to go along with that. They've been defeated, and the reptilians have been removed from underground bases, and there's just a few minor things, something called a lurker anomaly. But you can find all this stuff out on 2012portal.blogspot.com. Just Google it. And you find out how the war behind the scenes is going. And yeah, there's a battle between, the final battle between good and evil. And evil has lost the war already, but they're hanging out for a few more battles. They're, you know, diehards, and they're going to die hard. And then we can get rid of this stupid 5G, broadcasted 5G, you know. It's harmful. It's harmful to you. It's harmful to your pets. And the Wi-Fi goes along with it, and that's equally harmful. The closer you're sitting to the Wi-Fi, the more harm it's going to cause you. Same for your pets, too. So you better rethink that one. You don't want Wi-Fi in your house, and you don't want routers, because routers are what broadcasts the dangerous energies. And if you're living close to those cell phone towers, you're getting harmed by them, too. Some people in the past have, in some countries, they've taken them down. I wish they would do that in America here and all the other places they are. But then those dark forces still have control of this situation to some extent. But their days are numbered, and we're getting closer to the event. It'd be a most glorious moment in time, you know. The word is out. That's why we all got decided to be born into Earth, because we wanted to experience this amazing thing that's going to happen when it happens. And I can't wait. It can't happen too soon. So anyhow, that's it. Watch out for you people who have that children. Watch out what your schools are doing. If they're going to close down for some kind of make-believe repairs, chances are they're going to fix it up so they can infect your kids through the ventilation system. And these heartless bastards, that's the kind of creatures they are. You know, meanwhile, a lot of the missing children are being recovered from underground bases. So that's some good news there. And this is an update on the war behind the scenes. Yeah. And hey, this is an educational show. But in the meantime, we all have our parts to play, you know? It's called Anchoring in the Light. Participate in the mass meditations. You can find out about them. And go back to the 2012 portal. You can find out all these important things that are going on there. And you can find out how to bring more light into your body and how to do meditations. It's not that difficult at all. And improve your breathing techniques and using your mind to envision things. And as the joke goes, hey, I don't see any invisible people out there. That's because they're invisible. But take it seriously. There are invisible entities floating around, and some of them are demons, and they possess people. Yeah, I've seen people who are possessed. Yeah, it's a reality. But they're going to be freed of that possession. It's just a matter of time. A prophetic song by Brooke Benton from long ago. But meanwhile, hey, cheer yourself up. Go to, you know, I've got cheerful videos out there on YouTube. Check out Beatlemania in America, too. You know, you can find it. You can go to YouTube. Key it in the information bar, the search bar there. Or you can go to my presidential website, 2020presidentdonedison.com. That is my real name, Don Edison. You know, yeah, if you're running for president in the United States, you have to use your real name. And, of course, I'm doing it as a write-in candidate because I'm a poor person. That's the only way poor people can do this. But in a certain way, running for president in the United States and America is the easiest thing for anybody political office to run, because you really don't need any money to do it. You just have to declare you're doing it, you know, make the statement and let people know, hey, write my name in, you know. People need to find out about writing candidates. You don't have to be a member of a political party to go out and vote. All you have to do is show up, show your ID, you know, fill out that crap so you can you shouldn't even have to do that, but you got to do that, and then show up at the polling place. They tell you you have to go. You ought to be able to go to any polling place, but they've got their rules, and write in the name of the person you believe to be the best qualified person to be the next president of the United States. And because I'm a non-political person who has knowledge, knows how to solve problems, that makes me the most qualified. All your political candidates that belong to political parties and the small parties, none of them are any good at solving problems. None of them have any great solutions. I've said before, and I'll say it again, every problem in America right now, the answer is no to. We can seal up the border and treat the situation fairly for any real refugees that might need assistance. Plus, we can make money doing it at the same time. Is that crazy? It's called the business solution to solve problems. The border situation in Texas, Arizona, and Mexico, blah, blah. Money can be made. That can be turned. All those people there, we can give them jobs and manufacture products. It's really that easy. And set up a realistic patrolling situation, and nobody's going to sneak through. You know, unfortunately, the crooked Democrats want people to sneak in so they can sign them up to be Democrats and vote for the crooked Democrat candidate, whoever it is. You know, I mean, how stupid are people, you know? We've got this clown Biden in there. Now, we don't even know if he's a human being. I think there's five clone models they use, you know, Stuttering Joe. I can't remember my name, Joe. And I'm the next governor of America, Joe, or I'll say something even stupider, Joe. And they got all these dumb clones, you know. We don't know if the real Biden's even alive anymore. But clones are a reality. And a great percentage of politicians are cloned. That's why they have no considering they're, you know, evil ETs from other worlds. And they get themselves a clone body and they masquerade as a politician and they con you into electing them. And then you wonder why they don't do anything for you. Because they don't give a crap about you because they're not human. They care about reptilians and draconians and spider monsters and everything else but human beings. Yeah. Hey, the pieces of the puzzle fit together with that. And then we have the groups that are vying for to still con us on more. You know, I can't believe they're coming out with these vaccine crap again. I mean, and as people, I've seen pictures of people are queuing up, lining up for it to get the new vaccines because they've been told that's good. Didn't they learn their lesson from the last time? You know, people are still dying from the last batch. The ones didn't die immediately. They're dying later by heart attacks. What's the funeral homes, the embalmers are cutting up the bodies and finding giant rubber bands and somebody that looks like giant rubber bands inside the veins of people. No wonder why they died of a heart attack or blood clots or something. And yeah, they got self-replicating nanoparticles they've stuck in some of these vaccines. And a lot of that crap they've mixed with the chemtrails they put up in the sky. But on a positive note, it's a good thing to try to practice using your mental powers. Human minds are powerful things. That's why we only want to focus on thinking good things and saying good things. When you see those nasty chemtrails up in the sky, use your mind, project, think that you're asking the universe to help you make those toxic chemtrails harmless. Turn them into water vapor or anything that is harmless. You know, ask and you will receive. Your minds are powerful. Start using them, you know, and we need to stop sitting around waiting for someone else to do the job that we can probably do ourselves. You know, the chemtrail problem, you know, if there was any decent person in Congress, you know, not one politician in the world is willing to even talk about chemtrails. What is this? I guess they're all cloned aliens, you know, because we all got to breathe the air, and not only poisons the air, it poisons the ground, too. Yeah, Mother Earth isn't loved by these creepy aliens from other worlds. They hate Mother Earth. That's why they trash her. That's why they poison her. And because they're evil. They just want to destroy and kill and roam, you know? I can't wait till this lot is removed from this planet. Because they're just NFG, period, you know? And they will be no more. This final battle of good and evil, this is the end of it. Evil will never be allowed again to take root anywhere in the universe. This is a moment in time that everyone in the universe is looking forward to, especially those of us on Earth who still have to suffer through the crap. The last stronghold of the dark forces here on Earth. Oh, aren't we the lucky ones? But it's coming to an end. Yes. And like I said, so if you go to my website, I'm running for real. This isn't the first time I've done it, but I'm asking every Democrat and every Republican to vote for me. That way I'll have a landslide victory, and that way both the Democrats and both the Republicans can celebrate at the end of the election. who's going to be the vice president candidate? Well, when you do write-ins, you got to write in a name for the vice president. I don't even care who it is, really. I can work with anybody. But that's something all of you might want. It shouldn't be a Democrat, Republican, anything but one of them, because we want to break this us versus them control of government here in the U.S. You know, it's a logjam. It has been for a long, long time and will continue to be a logjam. If you vote, you're part of the problem. If you vote for a Democrat or a Republican in this next presidential election, you are part of the problem because you're helping sustain the logjam in the Congress. You're helping sustain that no good of game of us versus them, which is duality, which is one team against another. We don't want that. We want universal harmony and love. You know, and that's another thing that I'll be able to do as president of the United States is to get the Democrats and Republicans to get along and work together like they're supposed to be doing. Is anybody else claiming to be able to do that? I won't have any problem at all. I'll do it with the only power I have, the power of suggestion. And it'll be much so easy. When it gets done, you won't believe how easy it was. Now, who's bringing to the table more than I am? Nobody. First, we'll take care of all the problems in the U.S., and then we can end the wars everywhere. Wars, no. NFG, that's what it is. No effing good. We can end all the wars. It takes ingenuity, and it takes somebody who has the brain power to make the suggestions to get people to want to stop it. And the regular politicians, they want to keep it going because, like I said, most of the politicians are actually evil creatures from other worlds in clone bodies to look human so they can walk amongst us and stuff. And if you want to find out about, get an education, if you think, oh, no, this is make-believe, it's not. Then one of the best movies to start getting an education about how bad it is still is that movie called They Live. That's it. 1988 science fiction movie. And science fiction movies always reveal a little hidden truth. And if you ever watched the Stargate SG-1 series, I think it ran for almost 10 years, most of those stories are they're revealing hidden truths because they had access to what the secret military knows about the evil ETs out there. And a lot of that was put into a lot of the episodes. And there's plenty of science fiction movies. You can learn from them, too. And what else is going on? Yeah, so there's different groups now trying to, just like religious groups trying to round up converts all the time. Well, we got the scientific groups trying to round up people to trick them one last time with, listen to our information. Ours is correct. No, the other guys are lying to you. No, listen to ours. No, they're liars. No, there's three or four of them out there. And, you know, there's the 2012 portal, which is the information from the Galactic Confederation. And you know, there's a difference between a confederation and a federation. Look it up in the dictionary. And then there's Aurora Ray, woman, Galactic Federation. She's out there. And they're all vying to, these are two different groups. And then there's Yasha's, Ashayana's Guardian Alliance's information taken out of a holographic disc that's been kept by the Cloister Dora Tora plates. Yeah. CDTP, for short, I think. by the Ilani priest of Kauai, Hawaii, one of the minor islands. And she claims herself is right. She claims the Galactic Federation are bad guys, and she claims a host of people are bad guys, deceivers, were good guys, became bad guys. So those are three groups, and then there's the fifth apocryphal revelation, and they're not vying for your thing, but that's a tremendous amount of important information contained in that book. And then there's the Keys of Enoch, talking about futuristic science, how we'll be using pyramids and cubes to modulate reality, how there's the bipolar and tripolar, tricolored craft that can work in multiple timelines at the same time, or multiple dimensions in the same time. So there's all that information out there. And, as they say, put your thinking cap on, and I say connect the dots. I see problems with all of them, really. I mean, I have, because I have many sources of information, many books I've read, many firsthand experiences. You want to find out all the experiences, not all of them, but most of the, many of the important ones that I've had. You get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. And this is like 10, 20 years of research went into that book, and experiences, firsthand experiences. And it's been out there for a number of years. It's not selling because a cheap book company didn't really want to give me proper promotion for it. But I talk about it now and then. Hopefully somebody listening is interested in new knowledge. I've got pictures in there that no one on the face of this earth has. We're talking about things that fly around at night, not spacecraft. I got spacecraft in there too, hovering spacecraft. Very unusual looking. Some of the women look like they have faces on them. But all these little tiny creatures that fly around at night and leave a glow that a camera can pick up. They leave light trails, yeah. You want to be interested in seeing that. We're walking amongst them all the time. We just can't see them. They're beyond the scope of our human vision, but not beyond the scope of the camera. Film, that is. You know, certain things film can pick up that digital cameras will not. And there's actually certain things digital cameras will pick up that film won't. And then there's some things that both cameras will pick up. And talking about orbs floating in the sky and other small beings leaving light trails and popping up on a photograph, you gotta take the time. It's free. Beatlemania in America, too. You know, it's 3 minutes, 43 seconds. And the whole second minute is about that concert that the Beatles gave in 1964, where somebody took a snapshot from the side of the stage. And the whole ceiling is filled with giant beach ball-sized orbs. And there's other little ones flying around, leaving light trails, white, and there's white dots everywhere, which are also smaller, invisible creatures that a camera can pick up. Yeah, consciousness can be in the form of a sphere, a small sphere or a bigger sphere. And these are real conscious entities. Of course, back in 1964 photograph right there in New York City, back in 1964, nobody knew about taking pictures of orbs. Nobody, let alone talk about them. And so it was overlooked. And I just happened to stumble across this photograph maybe 6 months ago, and I decided, oh, I got to put that in a Beatle, a second Beatlemania thing, because it's awesome, you know? And I've got many pictures like that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Plus, I've got the pictures of the most unusual spacecraft you could ever imagine. weird-looking spacecraft that nobody else has pictures of. Not the usual flying saucers, not the black triangles, not the cigar-shaped ones, but unusual. If you're not interested in that, I don't know. What is your problem? But it's out there. I mean, you can download a copy for $5, $7 on a notepad or something like that. And there's even used copies for sale on Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, you can Google the first, Google lets you read the first 40 pages of the book. And there's some drawings and pictures in there, and some of the drawings are the drawings of things. I didn't have a camera, but I remember what I saw, and I explain it. And in my book, I just don't show you the pictures. I explain what you're looking at there. Yeah. And you ought to be interested in it. I mean, considering what just food costs nowadays, for the price of a beer, it's not going to give you any enlightenment. You could become a smarter person overnight. You ought to be interested in getting that. It'll be helping me out. You know, I had to pay because I'm a nobody. I had to pay a publisher to publish the book. And they basically ruined the quality of the pictures, but I had to go with the cheapest publisher I could find. And they called me with the, they were going to give me some radio time, and they screwed me over with that too, but that's life, you know? Hey, I got my own radio show, and I don't need that, but I'm just telling you about it because it's important information, and a lot of it relates to what the reality we're coming into. Plus, the book's got the list of 39 ongoing conspiracies. How many of you know 39 ongoing conspiracies? Some of these never even get talked about, you know? And I had to stop it there. There's actually more going on, but I had to draw the line somewhere. So I just stopped at 39. And then I've got the amazing stories in the book, you know, of amazing experiences when I felt the Mother Earth rumbling under me, yeah, pulsing the ground under me in concentric circles. Yeah, Mother Earth is alive, and when you connect with her, she will do things like that. And other amazing stories, my encounter with the singing frog, a true story about somebody who had been abducted by aliens and how they popped up in his room and set up a holographic screen and all kinds of stuff like that. And they showed him that they had taken sperm out of his body and they created a hybrid that's living on another planet. I mean, I've got some amazing stories in there. And the plane crescent that appeared in the sky one night. In relation to what I was thinking. I mean, that's awesome. You know you're connecting with the universe when something like that happens. You know, the universe does give it signs. So there's a lot of knowledge there. And if you don't bother to read it, you're missing out. And like I said, anybody in the universe, anybody except maybe God himself that reads that book will learn something they didn't know. That's how much important information is in it. I don't care if you're some super, ascended master from the 12th dimension. You'll still learn something from that book because I've got things in there, well, unless you were living my life, you wouldn't have had the opportunity to experience those things. Plus, I'm good at connecting the dots. Yeah, you read about the girl who gave me a hug. It was like 10,000 volts of electricity went soaring through my body. Like, I don't know, like I was like flabbergasted, the word is. I couldn't believe what was happening, that another human being could do that, just a regular person, you know? Shouldn't have a halo around her head or anything special like that, just a regular person. but she knew how to project love with such force, it was like, wow. And these are the amazing things that happen in life. And I've got plenty of it in that book. But the pictures will probably be the most entertaining. I mean, pictures of things you have never seen, but they're there. And I got drawings of things you have never seen either, and they're there. That alone is enough. Plus, I'm connecting dots throughout the whole book, and doing correlations of the geometry, the sacred geometry, colors, auras, chakras. You know, I'm connecting all these different things. I even went as far as creating new definitions for important words like coincidence and truth. Yeah, you know, the common scientist definition of truth, it's just inadequate. So I came up with a better one. Read the book, you'll find out. I go into the six chess boards of the decadal system, you know, where they use that to create six, basically chess boards, 64 squares on each board, and each one of them has, so you do the math, six times 64 possible combinations to mix DNA. So you got a lot of possibilities there. And it just goes on and on and on. I've got this and that and this. I talk about that all the bad habits that people have picked up over the years have come from the negative extraterrestrials that have mingled with us because they wanted to make us like them, and they did. But unfortunately, their male-dominated violent societies is not what's best for humanity. The Earth is a goddess planet and a feminine one, and we shouldn't, our planet should not be male dominated. If anything, it should be female dominated. But the real formula is the proper mix of male and female energies. And let me tell you, oh yeah, so if you're on my presidential website, you can go around. I got an info bar at the top, and you go visit things. I've got presidential videos from past elections. I've got some of my recent videos with the quick links to go to them if you don't feel like going to YouTube. And you will be impressed if you go there. And I ask people to go there, and then you can find it in your heart to donate some money to me because I'm a poor person, literally. I can't even go out on tour now because I have nobody to help me set it up. You know, the first time I ran for president's writing candidate, I thought everybody was going to want to help me, you know, writing candidate, non-political, I'm not a crook, you know, I quickly find out people want to charge you big money to rent a place that people can come and see you. So when you don't have any money like me, dirt poor, people on welfare have more money than me, you have to, hope, pray, wish for some people to come along and help me get this thing going. Because if I get out there, I believe I will be able to convince all the Democrats and all the Republicans to vote for me. And we'll all be learning how to vote in election by writing the name of the candidate in. You know, it'd be helpful if we all learned that, because all elections should be write-in things. Again, there should be no political parties, really, but they're not going to end their parties But we the people can take command of the election by voting for me as president of the United States. And Trump lovers out there, Trump isn't even in my league when it comes to solving problems. You know, he's rich, okay, and he can get out there and buy stadiums and sweet talk you because he has the money to do that. I don't have the money to do that, but believe me, him and me on stage, I'd wipe the floor with him without him trying. You know, he wouldn't get a word in edgewise. And I'd call his bluff on everything and we'd quickly find out he doesn't have any solutions to anything. Yeah, and I'm qualified to do that because I know the solutions to all the problems. They're not that difficult, really. It's just the problem that the people who have the authority don't want to solve anything. You know? All these people's neighborhoods being destroyed by floods. With realistic flood control, and I invented the way for that. I figured out how to do it. It can rain for 40 days and 40 nights. It can rain until the end of time. And if you set up the right flood plan, everything will be taken care of. It's called ingenuity and creative planning. Yeah. You know, years ago, I tried to contact governments and tell them, I know your neighborhood floods out. I'd like to help you out, but you got to hire me to show you guys what to do. Nobody was interested. Nobody. Got that? Nobody in any government, in any town in America, and that's the only where I'm at, was interested in flood control. No one. And that's the sad state of affairs we have. We have elected officials that don't want to do a damn thing for anybody. You know, they just want to collect the money, grandstand in front of the cameras, and, milk the system. You know, every time politicians appropriate money for a cause, most of that money falls back into their pockets. It doesn't make it to the place. What do you think that every government in the world wants to help Ukraine out? Send all that money over to Ukraine. Send them as much as you can because most of it's going to fall back into your pocket, you know? Ukraine, the money laundering capital of the Western world. And that's what they do. And they do it with everything. I hear there's Catholic organizations siphoning money off the federal government, our taxpayer money, so they can pretend to be helping the refugees out there down in Texas. And most of that money goes back to the Vatican. You can count on that. Vatican is one of the most crooked organizations on our world. Yeah, they are part of the dark forces. I speak the truth. What can I say? And those of us that know the truth know that everything I'm saying here is true in regards to all that. Trouble is, nobody wants to do anything about it. It requires strategic, physical actions to uproot some of these bad people. Even what I'm talking about. Winning an election by all the Democrats and all the Republicans voting for me, it requires physical actions. You have to go to the polls and you have to understand how to go about writing in my name. You know? And then we all can celebrate at a victory party because I'll have the biggest landslide victory with all the Democrats and Republicans voting for me in the history of America. And we'll all be happy then. And when work starts in January, within the first couple of days, I had the situation pretty well ironed out, and it'll be an open government, and the people will be able to see, you know, all working. So you're going to know what's going on. There's going to be no more closed meetings, and you're going to find out who of your elected officials are willing to do something, and I'm going to teach them how to get along. And how to stop sandbagging and how to stop the gridlock. I'll show them how to do it. They won't have any excuse for not doing it because I'm going to show them how easy it can be done. And I will have to be, you know, I'll set up accountability. There needs to be accountability. There is no accountability now, you know. And we won't have to waste our time going out for protests anymore. I mean, protests have turned out to be a big waste of everything because the politicians know that they don't have to listen to the protesters. I mean, kind of a stupid system we have, you know? What's the point of protesting then if it's amazing that anybody got any action with protests? Down south, they achieved something. Black people got more rights and stuff like that. Their protesting worked out. But in where it is today, wasting your time protesting. They make sure you can't get close to them, and they just ignore you and get away with it because there's nothing you can do about it. You know, and they know that. So why waste our time protesting? We want the elected officials to do what we want. We have to engage in strategic physical actions. That's it. And we want to get all the bad laws changed and still require strategic physical actions. That's the way it has to be done. That's the way to accomplish anything with a crooked government that has all the rules in their favor. And we got to stop this lying from the media. Oh, my God. They're, again, trying to trick people. And they're doing it. They're tricking more people into getting poisonous vaccines that they people don't need. You know, and there is no COVID. And they shouldn't be allowed to be using that word when there is no COVID. I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again just to remind everybody. You know, two prestigious universities in America, Ivy League schools, I think it was, one was Cornell and the other might have been Princeton. Well, you can Google it and find out. They each took 1,500 samples of people that supposedly had been diagnosed as having COVID. All 1,500 samples by both colleges, you know, Cornell did 1,500 samples, and every one of those samples was either A or B, you know, the flu, A or B. And same thing, Princeton came up, same thing, all 1,500 samples were the flu. Type A or type B. That was it. There was no COVID. They couldn't find any of this mysterious cootie bug. And so they went to the CDC, both colleges did, and asked, can you give us a sample? We didn't find any. Can you give us a sample of this COVID? And guess what? The CDC says, we don't have a sample. Now, isn't that funny? And of course, if you don't have a sample of something, how could you possibly make a vaccine for it? Lie on top of lie, and people were dying right after the shot. We have plenty of videos of that. And people have all kinds of complications from the poisons they put in the thing. And of course, it was all a plan, New World Order plan. We want to kill people off and want to kill them off fast. You know, they're not dying fast enough. We want to kill them off more, 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 more. You know, if you remember the Georgia guidestones down in Georgia, I think they knocked them down, but it was right there, etched in stone like it was the Ten Commandments or something. Well, it was their commandments. Keep the population of the earth at 500 million. Well, if you got 8 billion people, that means you got to get rid of like 95% of the population to get it down that low. And that's what they're still working on, you know. And that's the sick story. But yeah, all these mainstream media places shouldn't be allowed to get on there and talk outright lies. You know, and we ought to have, you know, broadcasting companies that are owned by the people, not corporations. And we can set that up, too, with a little ingenuity and strategic physical actions. It can be done. I am an inventor of solutions. Yes, I am. Which makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Oh, boy. So anyhow, if you find it in your heart, you know, subscribe to my music, subscribe to my videos, buy a couple of my songs on my two albums, American Party Songs by CD Baby and Songs Better Than Dylan, also by CD Baby. You can listen to the whole songs for free first on YouTube. That's the one thing good about CD Baby. They put your music out there on YouTube, and they do that for you. So if you were to type in a song like The Earth, She Loves You, the CD Baby version will come up. Or, you know, the theme song at the end of my show, I Got to Be Somebody. Type that in on YouTube, and you'll have the CD Baby version there, the audio version, will pop up. And then if you like it, you can buy it for 99 cents, of which I'll get 90 cents and CD Baby gets 9 cents, which is not a bad deal. But if nobody's buying anything, I'm making nothing, you know? And I got 35 great songs because I am a good songwriter. Some people say I'm a great songwriter, but regardless, you, out of the 35 songs, you'll find a couple that you like. Have a heart. What's 99 cents, you know? What's 99 cents? It's nothing. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, it was a call-in radio show. I guess nobody's phone is working tonight, but it's okay. It's an educational show. And, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Visit my music, CD Baby, on YouTube. And visit my free 30 videos. You got to watch Beatlemania in America 2, the new mold 2, and CD Orbs. Come on. That's how popular the Beatles were, you know, that hundreds and hundreds of invisible spirit beings were attending their shows, and the camera caught them at that particular show. Okay, we're going to do the countdown and get out of here. And hey, go out tomorrow. You wake up, feel good, be grateful you're still alive. Go out and be friendly with people. The more friendly we are with each other, the more loving, the more smiling, the world smiles with you, the better we'll make this place and get it ready for when the good ETs land. And then we'll all be lived happily ever after. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown, and which will be followed by my music, the guitar solo to Are You the Party in Kind, Are You? I Am, followed by my anthem, I Got to Be Somebody, to be your anthem too. Don't you want to be somebody? Here we go, Mr. Engineer, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here and took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. Stop the loop.